woman is queer. There's no doubt about that. She hates to be thin and she hates to be fat. One minute it's laughter, the next it's a cry. You can't understand her however you try. But there's one thing about her which everyone knows. A woman's not dressed till she powders her nose. You never can tell what a woman will say. She's a law to herself every hour of the day. It keeps a man guessing to know what to do. And mostly he's wrong when his guessing is through. But this you can bet on. Wherever she goes, she'll find some occasion to powder her nose. I've studied the sex for a number of years. I've watched her in laughter and seen her in tears. On her ways and her whims, I have pondered a lot to learn what will please her and just what will not. But all that I've learned from the start to the close is that sooner or later, she'll powder her nose. At church or a ball game, a dance or a show, there's one thing about her I know that I know. At weddings or funerals, dinners of taste, you can bet that her hand will dive into her waist, and every few minutes she'll strike up a pose, and the whole world can wait till she powders her nose. Once there was a boy who never tore his clothes, or hardly ever, never made his sister mad, never whipped for being bad, never scolded by his pa, never frowned at by his ma, always fit for folks to see, just as good could be. This good little boy from heaven, so I'm told, was only 7, yet he never shed real tears when his mother scrubbed his ears, and at times when he was dressed for a party in his best, he was careful of his shirt, never got it smeared with dirt. Used to study late at night, learning how to read and write. When he played a baseball game, right away he always came when his mother called him in, and he never made a din but was quiet as a mouse when they'd company in the house. Likes to wash his hands and face, likes to work around the place. Never when he tired of play left his wagon in the way or his bat and ball around. Put 'em where they could be found. And that good boy married Ma, and today he is my pa.